they looked so painfully frumpy. It was only then that Bettina noticed three tan, well-built men in fitted white t-shirts and black Kevlar pants sitting at the adjacent table. The guys weren't eating, but sat watchfully, sipping glasses of seltzer water.
I assume that's the Duke's security detail? They couldn't be more obvious.
Don't they know that we're all billionaires here on Brylan and this isn't how we roll?
Footnote. A slight exaggeration, but this island, known affectionately as Brylan to the locals, is home to 12 billionaires at last count, and depending on who's counting. Bettina tut-tutted. Actually, those bodyguards belonged to the Duke's special guest. They did a whole sweep of the restaurant before the party arrived. They even searched my walk-in freezer. See that Chinese fella seated at the end of the table? Bettina squinted through her Dior Ecstasy sunglasses at the portly, balding, 70-something Asian man dressed in a nondescript white short-sleeved golf shirt and grey trousers.
Oh, I didn't even notice him. Am I supposed to know who he is?
That's Alfred Chang, Julie said in a hushed tone. Bettina